What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. If you ignore the past, you jeopardize the future.
You hear it time and time again. History repeats itself.
Was it those who fail to understand history are doomed to repeat it?
Mm-hmm.
Apologies in advance if this one gets political. It might.
Yeah.
We just recorded our video review of this episode, and that won't come out for a little bit, but we got pretty political in it.
This is Satine's first episode?
Yeah, a lot of first character introductions that stick around for a while. We got Satine, Almec, and Pre Vizsla.
Pre Vizsla, we get to see the Darksaber.
Yeah. No Bo-Katan yet.
But our first good look at Mandalore.
This is, like, kind of crazy to me that they had to develop all of Mandalore's culture for one episode at this point. Who mm-hmm. knows if they knew it was going to come back or not, but, like, so much previs work had to go into this, and
yeah,
then they designed that whole city, and I guess they were like, well, we'll probably use this again.
Yeah. Seems like a really good idea.
And then Star Wars fans everywhere went, wait, what? Mandalorians are pacifist? Jango Fett's not Mandalorian?
Hey, this was up to Dave Filoni.
No, George Lucas.
Oh, well, the show is Dave Filoni.
And it's mostly George Lucas.
Well, the man himself wanted this to happen, so.
I've seen a quote from him saying that he thought it was more interesting that they would, like, try to grow as a culture instead of being the same way for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
But then you got these people.
It creates good kind of, like, conflict within their own civilization.
Yeah.
That guy.
Greg Proops.
He did the voice for, I believe it was Fode in episode one, Pod Racer announcer.
He's also the race announcer in Star Wars Resistance.
Oh yeah, nice. If you can hear purring, there's a cat in my lap.
She is purring very loudly.
We were just talking about the behind-the-scenes stuff, about the design for her and the other people, but I forget what she was. Oh, she was like an Amidala design.
Yep. Concept art for Princess Queen Amidala that went unused, so they used it here. And then her guard there behind her is an unused concept for Sith. Yeah, Yeah, like, she even knows. Like, yeah, Death Watch came from Concordia, where we exiled all of our warriors.
Yeah. Pre-Vizsla is voiced by Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
So, and he'll be doing... Well, he's already done The Mandalorian.
He's writing season 2.
Yeah. Do you think he'll play a character in the show?
I could see him voicing one. I don't know if he'll be in it. Like that, I feel like that almost would take me out of it.
Mm.
Can't remember when they get into like their history together. I think it might be in the next episode, but
hooligans. Obi-Wan would be one to use that word.
Yeah. Youths.
Are we surprised? Get politics out of Star Wars.
Yeah, whatever, let's go for it. So we were talking about basically what it's like to live in the South with Confederate monuments being taken down, the removal of the Confederate flag from Georgia's flag, which, like, man, I remember when that happened and I was in elementary school, I think.
Yeah.
And hearing people just freak out over that, and people freak out over Confederate monuments being taken down, and like Death Watch we'll talk about later, they argue that, like, oh, you're deleting history. It's like, no.
Well, when it was extremely violent history, oof.
I mean, it's not deleting history, it's just saying, like, hey, maybe we shouldn't celebrate.
Yeah.
These people. And we grew up near Stone Mountain, which is just a giant Confederate monument.
Yeah.
But that's what, like, yeah, this episode really kind of reminded me of a lot of stuff growing up where, even young, I was like, this is weird, guys.
Yeah. Seems weird to be waving that Confederate flag and, you know, doing the rebel yell and...
Literally saying the South will rise again.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. They do a pretty good job of being like, there's a history here. You don't know it yet, but... Man, Concordia looks better than Mandalore.
Do we know how often, like, they checked up on the moon to see what was going on out there?
Well, that's, like, what I'm saying is that they have their own governor. And I'm like, is anyone surprised that he's the leader of Death Watch? Like, really? You exiled all your warriors here and just let him be.
She's wearing an outfit that is very Palpatine to me. Got those puffy sleeves.
Who wore it better?
Oh, definitely her. There's that Mandalorian War, like, mural back there. Everyone knows that meditate is code for Jedi's being all sneaky.
Or napping.
Or, yeah. Oh, what? I was meditating.
Deep in meditation.
This one's still warm. Ooh, double punch.
I like Mandalorian armor and gear and stuff because it was specifically built to, like, combat Jedi. And so if you got a full set of armor, you're kind of a match.
Yep. Still no match for a lightsaber across the neck, though.
R.I.P. Jango. Well, he wasn't a Mandalorian, so...
No, that's true.
He didn't know how to use it properly. What do you think they're drinking?
Something strong. What's
it's a Marzini.
A what?
You get it?
No.
Because it's in a martini glass and Mars is in space. So it's a space martini.
It's a stretch.
It's a Marzini. I'm hilarious. You don't give me enough credit for being hilarious.
No, it's a mandolini.
Is there something in your ear, Duchess?
Yeah, I got this inner ear thing. It's acting up. Watching this arc just makes me really excited for The Mandalorian. And how would they explain this unoperational mining facility as a, what is an accident?
Yeah, right. Well, it's clearly operational.
Yeah.
But then he got caught in the beam and was smashed and then ground to pieces. I don't know what happened.
Wow. What is it supposed to be mining?
Maybe Beskar?
Don't know what that is.
Mandalorian iron.
Mm. That would make sense if it's making armor.
This is very Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. We are going to die.
How is that so? I wouldn't agree with that.
Mandalorians with their fancy yellow lasers. They think they're so cool.
I mean, they are kind of cool. Oh, yeah. It's kind of forgetful that Obi-Wan forgot he didn't have his lightsaber.
Another Indiana Jones reference.
That was a long throw. Is that force throw? But get it, girl.
That's as violent as a pacifist gets, I guess. I'll throw a rock at a helmet.
I mean, I'm sure she can hold her own, given if she had a weapon. But rocks will have to do. Guess who?
Everybody's shocked. No, just Satine. Satine is shocked.
There's that pose. Oh man, what if we see the Darksaber in The Mandalorian?
I think we will.
I so want to see that live action.
We're going to see the Darksaber. We're going to see Bo-Katan.
Yep, we're going to see all of it. Katie Sackhoff as Bo-Katan.
We're going to see Pre Vizsla again. They're going to take his head, put it on a robot body. He's fine.
Maul can have robot legs. Pre Vizsla can have a robot body. Superhero landing. It's kind of cheesy. Also, three missiles seem a little bit overkill.
He's a Jedi. He could probably stop one with the Force, but three would be hard.
I mean, he can easily dance around them.
But Satine can't.
There's no time. Where do they have to be?
I think they're just evacuating. Since now they've been discovered, they need to get out.
Yeah. Do you think he's like, oh, maybe I should have left the helmet on? Too prideful.
He should have left the helmet on. He's the only person left on Concordia, and he's like, what happened? Duchess Satine, I can't believe it. They were all Death Watch? Not me, though.
Anakin's just like, whatever.
I wasn't involved this time.
I'm here to pick you up, take you home.
Whee! All right, we got political for a little bit in there, but it wasn't the whole time, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, just a little taste.
Just a little. Well, thank you guys for listening and hanging out and watching the Mandalore plot with us. Thank you so much for your support on Patreon, and may the Force be with you.